This is WFYI News Now. It's October 27th, and I'm Aubriana Heron. Coming up, a new law is supposed to limit the use of non-compete agreements for physicians. Many say non-compete agreements prevent doctors from seeking better opportunities.
If I speak up against a potential injustice, one, I might lose my job, but two, to get a new job, I'm going to have to physically move.
But will the new law actually help them? First, these headlines. An attempt by the Satanic Temple to block Indiana's near-total abortion ban was dismissed by a federal judge this week. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith has more.
The Satanic Temple's lawsuit argued that the state's abortion ban violated multiple provisions of the U.S. Constitution. The 14th Amendment, by discriminating against some of its members who become pregnant unintentionally in favor of members who become pregnant because of rape or incest, the 13th Amendment, by forcing the conditions of slavery on its members, and the 5th Amendment, by taking its members' uteruses. It also alleged that the law violated Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act by stopping its members from performing the satanic abortion ritual. The court's dismissal didn't get into any of those arguments. The temple refused to name any of its members or its leadership in the lawsuit, arguing it was for their protection. But Judge Jane Magnus Stinson says without being able to show whether any of its members are actually being harmed by the ban, the temple doesn't have grounds to bring the lawsuit. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
Central Indiana lawmakers eye water regulations in response to a proposed pipeline that would move millions of gallons of water from Tippecanoe County to Lebanon. The pipeline is essential to a planned industrial district, but local officials worry water withdrawals could have negative consequences for the region. In current law, Indiana regulators can only step in after a project, such as the proposed pipeline, is shown to harm residential wells in local ecosystems. Now, Republican State Senator Spencer Deary says lawmakers want to put a process in place that would provide oversight before water withdrawals begin.
What we're trying to do is to create those rules that will make sure that there are checks and balances to make sure that the economic, environmental, overall well-being of an area like ours is looked after.
The Indiana Economic Development Corporation recently released the early findings of a study into regional water availability, which found there was abundant water to support growth in both Lebanon and the Greater Lafayette area. Deary says even if new policy cannot be passed this legislative session, he's not convinced the pipeline is a done deal. So far, only Eli Lilly has officially invested in the district.
I believe that landing this large entity that they're pursuing is far from a done deal. And if that doesn't happen, I don't think the project is a done deal.
A spokesperson for the Indiana Economic Development Corporation said, if and when another major water user commits to the district, quote, we will work with the state and local stakeholders to move toward a solution. Indianapolis mayoral candidates Joe Hogsett and Jefferson Shreve met Thursday night for their second debate of the week. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports much of the evening focused on crime and public safety.
This is the second time Hogsett and Shreve have met in a televised debate. Hosted by Fox 59, CBS 4, and IBJ, some of the questions were sourced by viewers. Crime and related issues took up the first half of the event. The candidates were asked about a spate of recent police shootings. Hogsett said IMPD has implemented numerous steps towards increased transparency.
And as a result, I think have made the process of investigation of police action shootings or any use of force more transparent.
Shreve responded that the city was behind other metros in technology, including its use of dash cams.
We are behind the times in the utilization of those very tools that will be helpful in incidents such as this tragic one that we have.
Hogsett was again asked where he was during the social justice protests in the summer of 2020. He reiterated he was working overtime. Shreve said he would have been on the scene. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.
Municipal elections are November 7th in Indianapolis in central Indiana. WFYI and the Indianapolis Recorder sent election surveys to this year's Indianapolis City County Council candidates. You can read each candidate survey by heading over to WFYI.org/news. And for our in-depth story, there is a looming doctor shortage in the Midwest. Some advocates argue non-compete agreements might be one of the several reasons for that. These clauses are part of many doctors' contracts. They prohibit them from working in certain areas and for a certain time after they quit or are let go by their employer. Indiana passed a new law that limits non-competes for physicians. But will it actually help? Side Effects Public Media's Adam Yahir Reyes reports a lawsuit by an Indiana physician is putting the new law to the test.
The non-compete in Dr. David Langford's contract wasn't really a concern as he began working at Lutheran Hospital in Fort Wayne about 5 years ago.
The non-competes are usually non-negotiable. It's one of those things that they tell you the system has in place, then it's kind of take it or leave it.
He says he liked working at the hospital. His wife, also a doctor, got a good job nearby. They bought a home in the city, and their three preteen kids have mostly grown up in its schools.
We thought it was a great place to raise a family that's got everything you can need for kids without being too overwhelming like a big city, so we love it.
But the situation changed, and Langford is now suing to get out of his non-compete.
I didn't think it was an issue until they changed my job and breached my contract.
Langford is a pediatric intensivist. When kids come to the hospital for care, he would see the sickest of the sick children, those who go to the ICU. The less critical cases were mostly handled by other doctors on the team. But in October 2022, the hospital got rid of those other doctors and shifted their workload to intensivists like Langford.
Which meant more patients to see, more phone calls to make, more consults to make, more notes to write, more discharges, more admissions.
Court documents show Langford handled more visits in the 3 months after the change than the entire year prior. That drove him to quit, he says, because he felt unable to ensure high-quality care for children both in and out of the ICU. And, he alleges, it violated his contract. But now, to keep practicing in Fort Wayne, he has to get out of his non-compete. A new Indiana law might help him do that. The new law bans non-competes, but only for primary care physicians. It also allows other doctors to escape their agreements if they quit for cause. But what counts as cause? The law doesn't say. So it's up to the courts to decide. Langford's case may be the first real test of the new law. His attorney, Kathleen Delaney, says the suit is bigger than him.
I hope that other doctors will be encouraged and emboldened to advocate for access to patient care for their patients as well.
Lutheran has not responded to requests for comment. But in court filings, Langford's former employer says the pediatric care changes never violated his contract. And they argue allowing Langford to get out of his non-compete threatens the hospital's business. Other health employers have made similar arguments against letting doctors escape non-competes. Kurt Lavetti is an economist at Ohio State University. He explains health employers are typically most worried about losing patients who might follow a doctor that quits.
When physician practices are sold, a big part of the sales price is tied to the number of patients that they have and the likelihood that those patients are going to be, will continue returning to that practice. So it is a valuable part of a physician business.
Small rural hospitals say non-competes help them because they limit the chances of their doctors being poached by big health systems with deep pockets, says Chad Golder. He's an attorney with the American Hospital Association.
So if they are unable to keep their physicians that they've invested in, that they've spent money to train, that they've recruited, we do think that there will be this problem of physician shortages may be exacerbated.
But doctors and some policymakers say non-competes force doctors out of their communities when they just want to switch employers, which makes physician shortages worse. Dr. Jonathan Jones is president of the American Academy of Emergency Medicine. He says non-competes can have a chilling effect on physicians who care about their communities and feel their employer fails to do the same.
If I speak up against a potential injustice, one, I might lose my job, but two, to get a new job, I'm going to have to physically move.
It's these arguments that have pushed lawmakers in some states to restrict physician non-competes. Right now, cases like Dr. Langford's in Indiana are left to the courts. But soon, the federal government may take the issue out of the hands of the states and the courts. The Federal Trade Commission is considering a ban on all non-competes in medicine and beyond. But if the proposed rule becomes official, experts say it will likely face legal challenges. I'm Adam Yahir Reyes.
This story is a collaboration between Indiana Public Broadcasting and Side Effects Public Media. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Today's podcast was produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you like today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.